From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, while up to 150 millimeters of rainfall is expected in the southern coastal areas through Sunday, the National Fire Mobilization Order for South Gyeongsang Province remains in effect. Remarks from a top aide suggest President Lee Jae-myung supports updating the constitution to allow presidents to serve 2 4-year terms. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs a national security presidential memorandum permitting foreign shipbuilders to build up to 2 U.S. Navy ships in their home country. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. Much anticipated rain is set to fall in the nation's drought-hit areas in the south this weekend, with rain clouds left behind by Typhoon Dolphin entering the nation. However, with up to 150 millimeters of downpours expected along the south coast and Mount Jiri area, authorities have advised vacationers to exercise caution around mountain valleys and rivers. Our Pei Ju-yeon has more.
Rain clouds left behind by Typhoon Dolphin are forecast to enter South Korea on Saturday when the Liberation Day holiday begins. The Korean Meteorological Administration forecast Friday that showers will first begin to fall on Jeju Island on Saturday morning, then on the southern region in the afternoon before spreading to the entire nation on Sunday. The nation is set to see precipitation through Monday, the last day of the holiday weekend. Through Sunday, up to 150 millimeters of rain is expected along the southern coast of South Gyeongsang Province and in areas near Mount Jiri. The southern coast of South Jeolla Province should see up to 120 millimeters, and the Chungcheong provinces will get between 20 and 60 millimeters. In particular, from late Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning, the southern coastal areas and Mount Jiri area could witness up to 50 millimeters per hour of heavy rain. The downpours are expected to alleviate the severe drought in the south, but authorities have advised vacationers to exercise caution as valleys and rivers around Mount Jiri could see a sudden rise in water levels. Authorities have also called on the public to be wary of strong winds on beaches along the southern coast. The weather agency says the rain will begin to let up on Monday and that next week will see sweltering heat with afternoon highs of around 33 degrees Celsius. Pei Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
South Gyeongsang Province is providing emergency support for agricultural water supplies as it grapples with a severe drought and remains under a national fire mobilization order for the third consecutive day. The National Fire Agency reported on Friday that it has supplied approximately 19,000 tons of water to farmlands in the region since Wednesday, completing around 2,500 deliveries. A national fire mobilization order is issued when a disaster cannot be effectively managed using the firefighting resources available in a specific city or province, necessitating nationwide efforts. Although the number of fire trucks deployed from across the country has been halved to 100, military units in the area, such as the Army's 39th Infantry Division, the Air Force Education and Training Command, and the Navy's Jinhae Base Command, are also assisting in drought relief by deploying water supply trucks. Starting Friday, South Gyeongsang Province will begin supplying water to farms by using heavy machinery to excavate deeply dried riverbeds and install water pumps. A key aide to President Lee Jae-myung says the South Korean leader believes removing the current single-term limit for presidents would be acceptable to the country's people if a constitutional revision strengthened the power of the National Assembly. This follows a report that said Lee raised the need for constitutional change to that effect in a private discussion with ruling and opposition lawmakers. Eileen Cahill has more.
During a golf game with a few ruling and opposition party heavyweights early last month, President Lee Jae-myung reportedly hinted at his support for removing the current single-term limit for presidents. The disclosure of the golf club conversation came Thursday in a media report with main opposition People Power Party representative Kim Tae-ho quoting the remarks in question from Lee during the game. The conservative lawmaker cited Lee as expressing his support for changes to the Constitution to decentralize presidential powers, even if that meant, in his words, shortening my term in office. Amid the heightened media attention, a key presidential official spoke Friday on condition of anonymity, saying Lee believes constitutional reform to bring in 4-year terms, renewable upon re-election to a single consecutive term, is what the public would find most preferable alongside strengthened legislative powers. The president of South Korea serves a single non-renewable 5-year term under the nation's constitution, which was last amended in 1987. The presidential aide said he believes the question is up to the National Assembly, given that a motion to amend the constitution requires the consent of at least 200 of the parliament's 300 lawmakers. The main opposition, People Power Party, suspects he has ulterior motives, arguing that he's seeking another term in a bid to earn more time to dodge criminal charges against him. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung's approval rating has dropped to an all-time low. According to a Gallup Korea survey of 1,000 adults nationwide between Tuesday and Thursday, 44% of the respondents said he was doing a good job of handling state affairs, down 7 percentage points from a survey released on July 24th. On the other hand, 46% were dissatisfied with the president's performance, marking the first time his disapproval rating surpassed his approval rate in Gallup polling. 30% of those who gave negative responses disliked the administration's real estate policy, while 13% cited the economy, livelihood issues, and the high exchange rate. The survey had a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a National Security Presidential Memorandum permitting foreign shipbuilders to build up to 2 U.S. Navy ships in their home country for delivery to the United States. The memorandum released by the White House Thursday states the foreign suppliers must simultaneously build a shipyard in the U.S. or assume ownership of an existing one and build all ships after the first 2 on American soil. They must also hire and train an all-American workforce for the U.S. shipyards, license the shipbuilding techniques and technologies from the parent foreign shipyard, and source a U.S. supply chain for the construction and maintenance of all ships. The White House claims that China has established a shadow transshipment network operating through more than 40 countries, including South Korea, to evade high tariffs. The White House Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy issued a report on Thursday detailing what it describes as massive transshipment fraud. The report indicates that cases of Chinese exporters using third countries to circumvent tariffs have increased since the United States imposed high tariffs on China. According to the report, Chinese exporters sent products made in China to third countries with lower tariffs. The United States military has said the focus of the upcoming annual South Korea-U.S. joint military exercise, Ulchi Freedom Shield, will be modernizing the alliance, among other objectives. The U.S. 8th Army explained in a press release Friday that this year's training will focus on enhancing fight-tonight readiness, modernizing the bilateral alliance, and shaping the security environment in Northeast Asia. This falls in line with South Korea's efforts to strengthen its own defense capabilities amid calls by the Donald Trump administration for allies to shoulder more responsibility for their own defense and the idea of strategic flexibility that U.S. troops on the peninsula should be available for redeployment anywhere. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 164.6 points, or 2.42% on Friday, to close at 6,977.94. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 3.28 points, or 0.38%, to close at 864.65. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.